This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's about 8,000 miles, give or take, from Los Angeles to Brunei in Southeast Asia. They're an ocean apart. The Sultan of Brunei has announced there will be Sharia law in that island nation, and that has caused a stir on the other side of the Pacific. You see, the Beverly Hills Hotel, a Los Angeles landmark, is run by a company owned by the Sultan of Brunei, and some big Hollywood stars have decided to boycott a place that's known as the Pink Palace. Sharon Waxman is the founder of The Wrap, and she's here to talk about what this may mean for the Beverly Hills Hotel. Hey there, Sharon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I'm just curious how a group of celebrities, and here we're talking about Richard Branson, Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, others, became interested in what's going on in the nation of Brunei.
Well, it just so happens that the Sultan of Brunei, who's in charge over there, is one of the wealthiest men on the planet. And among his holdings is a set of luxury hotels called the Dorchester Collection, which includes probably the most iconic hotel in Hollywood, which is the Beverly Hills Hotel. And so when this law became known, it started to spread kind of on social media and in the celebrity community about this discrimination against gays and women. And so what has happened is that this has boomeranged against the hotel. And Jay Leno was among a bunch of protesters who were out front calling for a boycott of the hotel this week.
Events have been moved, parties have been moved already. And I wonder if you're getting the sense that sort of there are economic teeth to these protests, that it's starting to affect the hotel or to worry the hotel that these events are moving.
I think it absolutely is worrying the hotel. I mean, when you have Jay Leno standing outside your hotel and waving a sign of boycott, you are going to be worried. The CEO of the Dorchester Collection put out a statement. I have to say I feel badly for the man because he's trying to defend, you know, the interests of his hotel and his employees, which has nothing to do with the policy and laws being passed in Brunei. And he has no power over that. That's his boss. That's his owner. And so he put out this statement that just said, basically, you know, please don't take out your anger on this establishment, whose loyal employees have nothing to do, who will be economically affected by this, and who have nothing to do with the goings on half a world away. And that's, of course, entirely valid, but it hasn't seemed to have had any effect because, and I should point out that a couple of the events that have been canceled are, events honoring women. And so there was a conversation, I think, internally among organizations that were holding events there thinking, you know, this is really hypocritical. How can we have an event honoring women at a hotel owned by somebody who clearly has no respect for the civil rights and the human rights of women?
We've heard from the head of this hotel chain, as you mentioned. Have we heard from the man himself? Have we heard from the Sultan himself?
Interesting question. I don't think the Sultan of Brunei has great media relations advice, and he probably is not accustomed to having to come up against, the media influence of the level of people who have been protesting against his policy. He has said nothing at all, but, you know, he certainly is in the economic position where he can say, I don't care.
Sharon Waxman, founder of The Wrap, talking to us today about the Beverly Hills Hotel. Thanks, Sharon.
Yeah, thanks, David.